The sixth Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hei, Psalm 125, offers a fascinating analogy between faith in God's justice and the physical topography of Yerushalayim. One might expect Yerushalayim, the seat of God's earthly Mikdash, to be the most prominent site in its vicinity, allowing it to be seen from great distances by pilgrims who approach the city from all directions. However, Yerushalayim in its biblical boundaries is, surprisingly, slightly lower than the mountains that surround it from all sides. The psalmist utilizes the relative prominence of the city's neighboring mountains as a metaphor for God's protection of Israel. Yerushalayim harim saviv lah, Yerushalayim mountains enfold her, aptly says the psalm, v'Hashem saviv le'amo, and Hashem enfolds his people. As Yerushalayim is shielded by the mountains around it, so is he who trusts God secure and stable. For this analogy to hold, though, divine justice must be clear and present in the world. If human goodness is not rewarded by God for all to see, and if human evil is not correspondingly punished, there will be a crumbling down of the distinction between good and evil, or there will be a corrosion in the reliance upon God. The psalm, therefore, asks God, Heitiva Hashem latovim vilisharim belibotam. Benefit the good, Hashem, and the upright of heart. Ve'hamatim akal kalotam, but those who act crookedly, yolichem Hashem et poalei ha'avin, may Hashem make them go the way of evildoers. By requesting God to mete out clear justice in this world, reward for the righteous and punishment for the evil, our Mizmor is hinting that the reality of this world is far more complex, far more challenging. In doing so, this psalm is a much more mild version of the Jeremiah complaint, Madu'a derech resha'im tzalecha shalu kol bog devaged. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are the workers of treachery at ease? The Mizmor ends with a formulaic Shalom al Israel, peace upon Israel, which also closes another Shir HaMa'alot, Psalm 128, U'evanim levanecha, Shalom al Israel. Shalom al Israel is not part of the sentence that precedes it. It stands alone as an after-prayer to the entire psalm. This concise, touching expression became very popular and has been found on mosaics and inscriptions in first millennium synagogues and tombstones, in Ein Gedi near the Dead Sea, in Susia south of Hebron, and even as far away as ancient Spain. These three short words inspired our ancestors through centuries of galut till our wondrous return to Eretz Israel, giving them hope and inspiration. Shalom al Israel.